You're listening to the World's Robert Crichton podcast. New audio freshly delivered every week, direct from me, Robert Crichton. If you like this audio, consider becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/Robert Crichton to help support my work. And now, your podcast. You're listening to The Other Day, a story from The Other Day about me, Robert Crichton, and my day, The Other Day, as opposed to today. It was definitely another day. The other day, in fact. Hence the title. The Other Day. That's what this is called. The Other Day. Yeah.
It had been a long day. I crawled out of the house to brave the inexhaustible and unrelenting brightness of the late October sunlight, ignoring the infinite number of things wrong with my decaying flesh, and thought I might do something socially productive. Like bake a cake, and then eat it all by myself. So, I took the shopping list harvested from the annals of the internet into the local co-op. Actually, we have two co-ops, the tragedy of late capitalism meaning that even the cooperative movement needs to be in competition. I selected the many items needed on the list, but found myself slightly baffled. The eggs and flour seemed normal enough. I've watched Bake Off. But the blood of a freshly killed virgin seemed a little outre. Well, I thought, maybe this is what happens when you move to Channel 4. I asked the cheerful illegal immigrant behind the counter if they could help me. In my innocence, I assumed that all immigrants were familiar with the art of blood sacrifice. I've been in the same room as a copy of The Sun, so these thoughts will have reached me. Unfortunately, the illegal at first appeared to speak no English. Typical, I thought. I'll have to look for a native English speaker who, at least in my experience, has mastered the monosyllable. But then I realised I had made a gross cultural assumption, as the man behind the counter demonstrated the efficient snapping of a chicken's neck. So I could see that not only could he understand me, but that he was also a highly skilled illegal mime artist. He then proceeded to tell me his life story, completely in mime. During a 15-minute display of his visual prowess, a crowd of customers all stopped to watch in stunned amazement as he told us, all without words, how he had escaped his home country, fought the waves to cross the Mediterranean, worked across Europe, and finally emerged from an undercarriage of a Luton. In all places, in Luton. The story of his escape from that hellish nightmare, Luton, left the speechless crowds, now trailing out the co-op in tears. It was the most moving story anyone had ever told through the medium of mime. When he finished, we all burst into applause. The crowd gathered round him, weeping for joy, before finally dragging him into the village square to be burnt. As we warmed ourselves round the impromptu auto-de-fe, some people were toasting muffins and marvelled at the commitment the mime had to his craft, not screaming once as the flames licked his tortured body. I realised at that moment I hadn't paid for the items in my hands, the flour and the eggs. In the jubilee atmosphere of roasted mime, I thought that no one would probably want to call in the police and I could brazen it out by walking away. Unfortunately, it was as I walked away, my unpurchases in my hands, that the terrible thing happened. The burning figure on the spit, barely alive, lifted his arm and for the first time spoke. "Not paid!" In my shock and surprise at his commitment to his job, I threw the items into the air and promptly fell flat on my back. The crowd, shocked into a stunned silence that their mime could speak, didn't even look at me as the eggs and flour flew up in a high arc and came crashing down on my prostrate face. It was only as I struggled to get up, covered in white powder, a solitary russet brown egg smashed and attached to my nose. Only then did the crowd slowly follow the flaming arm of the speaking mime, whose first and last verbal pronouncement at least meant his soul would reach heaven. As the crowd faced me, the mime managed a final cry of, well, I think it was, ow! But to the crowd, it sounded more like, clown! White of face and round red egg of nose. That is what I had become. And that, ladies and gentlemen, as the rushing Mumsnet leaders came for me, that is how I died. Thank you, and good night.
Until my next death. Goodbye. You've been listening to an The Other Day story written and performed by Robert Crichton. Other stories of my grisly demise are available while stocks last. To support this and other podcasts from the worlds of Robert Crichton, go to www.patreon.com/Robert Crichton. And for as little as only a dollar a month, exchange rates vary, you can get additional bonus features and audio stuff.